Changing World, Life Changes Network presents A Voice of Truth and Inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the unforgettable, ever-insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real-life journeys as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before with tonight's guest, singer, entertainer, and motivator, Lynn Rose. And now, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Wow. Yes. you know, I like that we're talking about our own changes as we're changing, as our format's changing and all of that, and as we're sharing this with the audience. And we're getting some feedback as people are saying, you know, thanks for sharing the fact that you're going through changes and we're feeling it.
Yeah, well, this is great. I'm glad we stepped right into it today. You know, obviously we're getting used to the new format and welcome the listeners to take this ride along with us. We have gotten some nice feedback, which we'll be talking about at the outside of the show. This is a good place to test things out, Filippo.
You know, you're right, Mark, and it's interesting because a lot of people see people that have been successful or are successful, and they look and they say, well, I want that, but how do I get there? And I'll never get there. And look at them. They have it all or what have you. And they don't see the steps that go into it. Like they talk about in Hollywood, the 10-year overnight success, right? They don't know them for those 10 years. And then 10 years later, they're this big success and people say, oh, you know, they're so lucky. Well, they worked hard, a lot of them.
Well, yeah, working hard and owning it, I think, are the keys. You know, that everybody has that story, and everybody has the moments that go in between the moments that are more public, right? And those are the ones that seem to be more challenging, that they have to overcome the adversities you face, the struggles going on in the background, the mental challenges of owning your own, you know, role and desire and greatness. And stepping forward authentically. And, you know, this is life, right? We are all our own obstacles. And until we conquer ourselves, it's then that we can conquer our dreams.
You know, that's excellent. And who better to have as a guest today than Lynn Rose, who's really, well, so many people look up to her, especially the women, and just say, wow, you're so beautiful, and wow, you're so popular, and wow, you're so famous, and wow, you're doing this and that. And then she also shares not only some of the difficulties she's had up until getting here, but some of the ones that, you know, her insecurities that she encounters day in and day out. And it's like, wow, this is real. This is raw. This is fresh. Refreshing, I should say.
Yeah, very refreshing. You know, it takes real courage to be authentic. And in today's world, more and more people are starting to find that, you know, kind of coming out of the darkness and starting to look at themselves and the world around them differently. Lynn is truly a pioneer in this space. She has more courage than most and anybody I know, really, in the way that she faces her daily journey and the way she stays positive and the way she brings that energy to the people around her and really lives authentically and real and present.
Well, the audience is going to find out one of the reasons, one of the many reasons why we love Lynn, and they're going to find that out during our next segment, right after this. This is Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network. We'll be right back after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page.
Hi, I'm Ken Sheets with BuzzBros.com, socially conscious social media. Really happy to be here on Life Changes with Filippo, talking to you. Filippo was one of our first clients, and we built his YouTube station, his Twitter stuff. We do all kinds of good stuff. But YouTube is really where we shine. We've got over 6 million views for our clients there. Anyway, give us a look up at BuzzBros.com. That's BuzzBroz.com. Thanks.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. This is Filippo Voltaggio with Life Changes with Filippo, and our guest today is Lynn Rose. And Mark and I have been talking about our new format and all of that, and we're not the only ones talking about it. And I know you all are, because we've gotten emails, we've gotten texts, and we love that. So I want to remind everybody that we now want your emails. Well, before we loved them, and we were grateful for them, but we weren't really asking for them. But now we want them, because we're also structuring the show where we're going to be answering a lot of the questions that the audience has, that our fans have, our friends have, our family has, because we're recognizing that we've been steeped in this. We've been not only working hard, but I, for example, Dorothy, our producer, and Mark, we send each other emails back and forth, and did you read this, and did you see this video somebody posted, and about things that are changing out there, about positive ways that we can experience the changes. And so we've been sending them amongst ourselves, and now we're saying, well, wait a minute, we've got so many friends and family and fans out there, why don't we send them to everybody, and then why don't we ask people what it is that they want to see more of, because we're doing the research as it is. We're into this, we're learning, we're growing, so why not share? So we want to know what you're thinking, what you're wanting to hear, what you're feeling. So text us, email us, send us, subscribe to our YouTube channel. You'll find it all there. Life Changes with Filippo is where you'll find it. And as far as Twitter is concerned, it's currently I am Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. So, Mark, is there anything you want to add to that before you read some of people's comments?
Well, that's what I was going to do, is just share. We are getting a lot of emails and a lot of texts and certainly some Facebook replies and comments as people really embrace the new format, which, you know, change is always difficult. We're trying to fit into a more mainstream format, which speeds the show up a little bit and also will help us to evolve as we expand from an hour into, a longer format downstream here. But we got some immediate and very, very positive feedback. Matt in Florida said, what a great show. It came out great, and I will definitely be listening every Monday from here on in.
Nice.
We have China from L.A. What a great show you had this evening. I loved everything about it. The mission of you and your show is not only uplifting but necessary in our world today. I loved how you talked about your own experience, a seemingly new format, because it's just doing what made a great segment. And showing what made a great segment. Sorry. We all have to make changes, because standing still only puts us in desperation and afraid to move. I'm looking forward to becoming a real listener. And then we had...
Before you go on, that's so cool, because not only did she say what we were doing, she also said what she believes. And so we're with reading that, one of the things I really like about that is it's not just us saying, hey, this is what we're thinking, we're believing, and people, I know people are really connecting with us because we get the comments like we read last week. But when people are saying these kinds of things themselves, it's like, okay, well, it's not just those people in radio land or TV land that are saying it. It's my neighbor. You just said this lady was in California. Well, the other guy was in Florida. It's like there's somebody in Florida, you know, that believes in the same thing I believe. It's not just those people out in Hollywood. So more and more, as we get onto, as we get our network going and people connecting with each other and talking in forums and things like that, we'll all see that we're in this together and we can support each other through these changes, as our team here has been supporting each other through the life changes, format changes, for example. right?
Well, this is key. I mean, together and interactive, and you know, it's a digital world. Everybody's connected. You know, you have Twitter and this whole new culture that we can embrace. But the difference is, you know, in the old days, you used to sit on your couch and eat popcorn and be talked at from, you know, in terms of whatever television you were watching. Today, this is really about sharing the journey. We have the ability to have real-time interactivity, real-time response and feedback and sharing, keyword sharing, with our listeners, our viewers. And I think that's going to be a really important part of how this show evolves, because it really is not about us. It's about everyone.
Excellent. Mark, you said you had some more, but can we read one more?
Yeah, we have Andy from Cincinnati, who said, "Thanks for a fantastic show, guys. I really enjoyed it. It got me out of my depression, and I look forward to listening next week."
Now, see, what do you say to that? It got me out of my depression. I mean, that says everything.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you can touch one person, you know, it's made it all worthwhile. And certainly, we're, you know, this is the beginnings of hopefully touching many, many people and you know, making a difference, just as we've always intended.
Yeah, and you know, and that's what Lynn does, and that's why this is perfect to have her on our second new format show. And I can't wait to bring her on. And you know, we're talking about Facebook and we're talking about Twitter, and I like that. And we're talking about, you know, getting to know the fact that your neighbor in Florida or wherever you are also believes in what you believe. But eventually, where we see life changes going, hopefully very soon, is where we'll be able to come into Florida or wherever you are in the big cities especially, and not only get to meet all of you, as many as we can, but to bring all of you together so that we're actually interacting in person with each other. And it's not just through Twitter or Facebook or emails. And I think that's so important. I read somewhere, somebody that I really like, and I can't remember who it was now because I follow so many people myself, but somebody said, we send each other birthday greetings or comments on Facebook, and we think that's being intimate. Somebody else says, you know, if somebody writes you on your birthday but doesn't call you, then that's not really a friend. So, you know, there are arguments back and forth about that, but I'm not going to judge, but it does bring up the question is what is a friend and how do you connect with them? And this is what one of the things that I really like about the fact that we're doing this show today with Lynn Rose, because I consider Lynn Rose a friend. And yes, we see each other at this event and that event and all that, but when was the last time I got to sit down with Lynn Rose and have an intimate one-on-one conversation and know what's going on with her? And you know what? I have to say that our lives are so busy. She's all over the place, and we're all over the place. And as a matter of fact, we're catching her coming from something, on the way to something else, and she's on the cell phone, and we've tried to book this so many times, and she's just busy, and we've been booked, so we're taking the opportunity while she's on the cell. But what I want to say about this is that I'm learning things about Lynn that I've never known about her. And I thought, what kind of a friend have I been that I thought I was relating with her when I didn't know some of these things that she's actually going to share with the public that we've never even shared with each other? And I thought, wow, this really drives a point home that I was actually sharing with a friend of mine who shared with me that he wrote this girl he was dating a poem. And the poem was so deep and so touching that it touched her heart in a way that she felt uncomfortable and she left him. And his comment to me was, "I'm never going to do that again." And I thought, no. You know, knowing this friend of mine, I thought, no, this is the way you love. So not only do that on your dates, but I extrapolated and I said, you know what? Do that with every single friend that you have. And see what reaction they give you. Because if this is something so important to you that you like to express yourself this way, then do it with all your friends and see who stays. because those are your real friends. And I was thinking about that today. I thought, wow, I think I want to interview every single one of my friends, because if I get to know things about them as I got to know about Lynn just in this process of preparing this interview, then I get to know who my real friends are, who I really connect with, and have a whole new wonderful way of connecting. So when we come back, we're going to connect with my friend and Mark's friend and Dorothy's friend, Lynn Rose, transformational speaker, singer, TV host, and all kinds of other things, right after this.
A healthy new you is on its way, and it starts with Laminine. Laminine is a natural, synergistic superfood that contains most known vitamins, important trace minerals, all 8 essential amino acids, and other nutritional elements. Laminine is nature's most perfect food and the perfect combination of life-giving sustenance sourced from land, sea, and plants. The key ingredient in Laminine is a normal adaptogen called fibroblast growth factor, which helps to create a balance or normalization and aids in restoring the body to its natural state of homeostasis. Regular use of Laminine has been known for reducing the signs of aging by giving you healthier skin, decreasing the effects of stress, increasing physical, mental, and emotional strength, increasing libido, and it's also been believed to elevate serotonin levels, thus improving mood, aiding in brain function, and increasing alertness and focus, all while developing an overall sense of well-being. Are you ready for the healthy new you? For more information, email trylaminine now@gmail.com. That's Laminine, Laminine, or call 818-462-6782. That's 818-462-6782.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. This is Filippo on Life Changes with Filippo, and our guest today is Lynn Rose, who is a transformational speaker, singer, and TV host, having spoken or performed for hundreds of thousands of people around the world, including sharing the stage with Mariah Carey, Sheryl Crow, Jay Leno, and so many more, and multiple appearances on TV and film, including her own syndicated radio show on the Personal Achievement Network. She trains top experts in the industry on the wow process for speaking fearlessly, authentically, and powerfully. Big words and big promises, and she comes through. This is called the wow factor. Wow, as in being an acronym for Without Walls, where she's worked with billion-dollar CEOs, celebrities, and professionals, to those just starting out, taking them to whole new levels in their expertise and success. Through her wow process, she has you trusting in the power of who you are, speaking from your heart and making amazing impact with your message. No less, all that opens up in all areas of your life. She's transforming lives across the planet with her wow work. She's on her way to transform some people right now. We got her on the cell to help us transform many of you right now. Lynn, thank you for being with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Filippo. At last, I'm so excited to be with you and Mark and love what you're up to. So thank you for welcoming me.
Well, we love what you're up to. And, geez, Lynn, I'm learning just from getting this process. You know, I'm learning so much about you, and I loved you before, but now it's like, wow, you're so cool.
No, you.
you know, Lynn, so appropriately, in your background, I know from what you have shared with me that okay, so let me say this. I watch you on stage, and you're singing, and you're all this big, wonderful Lynn, and inspiring and all that. Have you always been like that from growing up?
No. It's actually been a mixture, you know, and I always, you know, when I'm speaking often, I will refer to this, that it's amazing the hidden worlds around us. We have no idea what's going on underneath the surface with the person sitting next to us, the person who passes us by, what their past is like or what's currently going on, you know, and that's, you know, certainly, you know, the case for me. They might see something on stage and think, oh, it's always been that way, and it hasn't. I mean, yes, when I was younger, I had a just natural affinity for performing and a passion and enthusiasm for it and did it all my life. But I had a really challenged childhood, and a number of those circumstances, even though I was totally into personal growth all along and working on myself, just stuff caught up with me as an adult, and I reached a period of time where I just completely shut down with fear. I got off of a Broadway show, and all of a sudden, it was just a number of things happened, and I shut down. I couldn't sing anymore. I could barely get sound out. I just was really debilitated. And for the first time in my life, I had to work as a waitress. I had to give up the entertainment business for a while. And I kind of went inside, cocooned, and found my way through it. And through that process, started coming out of that shell and entertaining or informing. And now, from that point on, speaking in a whole different way. And it's part of what drives me and my passion in working with people, and I think what even has me clue into or key into being able to see underneath the surface and get right to the core of whatever's going on with someone and be able to bring out their unique brilliance so it's not hiding behind the walls.
You know, Lynn, I can't think of anybody better to do what you do for many reasons, and one of the most important ones, I think, is the fact that you have been and still are a performer, and on huge stages with celebrities and tons of people in the audience. And the reason I think that's important is because that's such a big high. And there's just so much energy being thrown at you, offered you, it's part of the process. Well, unfortunately, for many of us, and we know a lot of celebrities and performers, that with that high also comes the big, huge letdown, right?
Right. Absolutely.
And once you've been there, you know what that feels like. And so most people's problems, though they're big to them, they don't get that high. And so a lot of them don't get that opposite low. So you've had the gamut.
Well, I have. And, I've learned to be navigating the high from this place of feeling like it's channeling spirit as opposed to trying to fulfill an empty hole. And as far as maybe recovery time or potential lows that would come afterwards, they're much better now. But obviously, when you get to experience having such a passion for what you love to do, when you have a period of time where you're not doing it for a little bit, you can feel that emptiness. But I certainly went through that big time, and it's very insightful of you for cluing into that, because that is maybe an unspoken problem amongst those that go on stage.
Yeah, and actually, you specifically have an interesting story. A lot of people who have gotten to where you are and where we are have started off performing for their families and then performing for their friends or what have you, and then performing in their local school thing. And though you might have had that process as a performer, when you started out speaking, your very first speaking engagement was, which is like what, one of the biggest fears that people have in life? That's one of our biggest fears. Okay, well, your first speaking engagement was in front of 8,000 freaking people.
Well, let me just correct that. It was actually my second speaking engagement, but still, my first one was in front of 500 other speakers, and that one I was utterly terrified about. And then from that one, though, I got booked for this one, which was for 8,000 chiropractors in Vegas. In fact, I'd love to share that story, but the whole reason that I kind of moved quickly into the world of speaking is because I did come from the background of performing, TV hosting, having my own radio show. It was an animal that's related to speaking, but it still is a different type of approach than those other forms. So I was just a wreck, and I'm someone who people may see me, and I know how to deal with fear, and they may look at me and think, oh, she's not afraid, but they don't know underneath the surface I may be quaking in my boots. Or, I was about ready to throw up backstage ahead of time, and
wow.
Certainly that was going on that first time I spoke. But that second time, they had taken Bob Eubanks off the bill to put me on the bill.
Oh,
so already
wow.
I had pressure because they took this celebrity off to put me, an unknown, on. I had pressure because it was 8,000 people. I had pressure because I'm new at speaking. I had pressure because in the audience is Mark Victor Hansen and John Gray and John DeMartini and Jack Canfield and all these leaders in personal growth whom I look up to. I also had added pressure in that night I had flown from Florida to Vegas on a red eye, so I arrived with zero sleep. I then meet with the people running the event, and because I was newer at speaking, I didn't kind of realize you should maybe go over what your speech is going to be with the people before you just show up that day. And I went over it with them that day, and they tossed my speech out and rewrote my speech day of.
Wow.
And then, wow. Then on top of all that, there was no way to have any notes and no teleprompter because it was one of those huge convention center stages that are like the length of three football fields. They've got the three-story-high video screens on either side of the stage and behind you. They had a full orchestra stage left and one of those boom cameras that's following you around. So I couldn't put notes on the floor because they would see that. They didn't have teleprompters for some reason. They had no stand, you know. So I literally was backstage as it's counting down time for me to go on, bent over in pain, about to just throw up, and praying and wishing that the fire alarm would go off and they'd clear out the audience. They wouldn't have to go on.
And the sprinklers
like, oh, my God. Right. God save me. Oh, my God. What am I going to do?
And Lynn, I'm gonna stop you right there because I'm already nervous and sweating, and I don't need that. But we have to cut to a commercial break. But when we come back, we share more of that story. But we've got so much to share. I want to know about WOW, Without Walls,
and
how you use that energy to propel you and into helping others. We'll be right back with Lynn Rose right after this. This is Filippo on Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page.
Hi, I'm Ken Sheets with BuzzBros.com, socially conscious social media. Really happy to be here on Life Changes with Filippo, talking to you. Filippo was one of our first clients, and we built his YouTube station, his Twitter stuff. We do all kinds of good stuff, but YouTube is really where we shine. We've got over 6 million views for our clients there. Anyway, give us a look up at BuzzBros.com. That's BuzzBros.com. Thanks.
A healthy new you is on its way, and it starts with Laminine. Laminine is a natural, synergistic superfood that contains most known vitamins, important trace minerals, all 8 essential amino acids, and other nutritional elements. Laminine is nature's most perfect food and the perfect combination of life-giving sustenance sourced from land, sea, and plants. The key ingredient in Laminine is a normal adaptogen called fibroblast growth factor, which helps to create a balance or normalization and aids in restoring the body to its natural state of homeostasis. Regular use of Laminine has been known for reducing the signs of aging by giving you healthier skin, decreasing the effects of stress, increasing physical, mental, and emotional strength, increasing libido, and it's also been believed to elevate serotonin levels, thus improving mood, aiding in brain function, and increasing alertness and focus, all while developing an overall sense of well-being. Are you ready for the healthy new you? For more information, email trylaminine now@gmail.com. That's Laminine, L-A-M-A-N-I-N-E. Or call 818-462-6782. That's 818-462-6782. Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like?
Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. This is Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo, and our guest today is Lynn Rose. Well, you've already heard some great things about her. I know you want to know more about her, and you can learn more at www.lynnrose.com. It's spelled just like it sounds, LynnRose.com. Now, her wow factor, you could learn more about that not only there, but also at wowyouraudiences.com, www.youraudiences.com, actually, just like it sounds, and also wowyourvideos.com. She's doing something really cool with videos and presentations and all of that with Bob Doyle, and so you can learn about that as well. But in the meantime, Lynn, you're right in the middle of a story. I had to interrupt you, but I know it's got a great ending. It's already great as it is, so bring
just
it home
so,
for us.
So second, you know, for those who just maybe tuned in, it was the second time ever speaking. It was for 8,000 people, a lot of pressure, a lot of circumstances that were all, quote-unquote, coming against me. And so it was picking up for the time for me to go on. I was as sick as a dog backstage and just nervous beyond nervous and quaking in my boots. And it came time to go on, and I just had to use everything I'd learned, everything I know about, you know, that fear just was not an option, that it was not, and it was not about me. And I just knew that if I made it like this is a conversation between me and my best friend, and even if I happen to forget what it was supposed to be speech-wise, even if I quake a little bit in my boots, if we have this feeling and how we connect, you know, then I will get through this. And I just kept navigating, and there's a whole science behind it, and it's a, you know, a root of what I teach in WOW and work with people and give them this process to connect to. But I was quaking my boots the whole time, but it was such a powerful performance, speech, and ended up going so well, and I got a lot of accolades afterwards, even though it took everything that I had. And in fact, to this day, it's footage that I still use in my demo reels, or even some pictures that people see pictures on my site in that red dress. That was that event. So it's like,
that's awesome.
One of those things, yeah.
Well, obviously, you use that to propel not only you, but the people that you work with. And so from that kind of experience, from the experiences you had on stage as to what wows people on stage, and I should mention this too, having been on Broadway, I have acted and all and taken acting classes, and you have to drop your walls as much as possible in order to connect with the audience. So again, another reason why you're perfect for this. So tell us about WOW and Without Walls. What happens during these WOW factor events?
Sure. Well, for me, the whole philosophy is exactly what the acronym for WOW is, and that's Without Walls, because I believe like the real WOW happens when that moment suddenly, like, time stands still, and you feel so connected to the present moment, you feel so connected to the feeling, you feel so connected to whoever is, whether it's speaking or singing or a piece of music. I mean, it's just stunning, that WOW. And that really takes being willing to drop the barriers to our connection, being willing, and barriers to our connection can include, you know, coming from our head and thinking about it that way. It can include our fears, our negative thoughts, And it doesn't mean that that won't come up and then that means we can't connect, but there's a way you can put that to the side and really allow connecting purely in the moment from the core of who you are. And that is, and I know it takes a process because you can tell someone to do that. You can talk about it. You can give them information. But where they're really going to get it, just like riding a bike, is when you actually get on the bike and find balance. And now you know balance the rest of your life, even if you don't get on a bike in 20 years. Well, same thing with this. It's an experiential process, and it's a series of processes that get people to connect to that place, and then it becomes part of them, their selves. And it's amazing the transformation that happens, and not just in their speaking, because when you're able to connect to this place within your speaking, the way this process works, it ends up affecting other areas of your life, whether that's your relationships or how you connect to life itself or yourself. I feel like people find their self-worth in this process. So it's just work, obviously. You can hear my voice that I'm so passionate about. And I constantly learn and grow myself. It's always just layers and layers of growing and discovering.
You know, Lynn, as fascinated as I am by some of the stories you've shared about you, I know it's interesting how you also have fascinating stories about some of the people that have gone through your wow factor. And I was wondering if you could share one of those for us.
Yeah, sure. Well, then this is an example of that transformation can happen in an instant. It can happen in such a short period of time when you know how to make it all come together in the right way. And this gentleman came to WOW. He was a graphic designer. He felt he should be out there speaking in his business and felt a distant calling way in the background that maybe he'd like to be out there speaking about something or sharing part of who he was, but that just seemed so foreign to him. But he came to the weekend, and he was just utterly like how I was in that period of time where I was shut down with fear and I described to you. You know,
yeah.
He was, his eyes were darting around. He was so nervous. He could barely talk, and it was painful watching him, and yet we all had compassion. And then he went through this process, and by the end of those 2 days, he blew everyone away. He spoke with power and command. He owned it. He was on fire. And he left that weekend, and out of nothing, he just started making all these calls and booked these speaking gigs within 4 months and created a speaking business, and then later created a successful coaching business. And actually a couple years ago was featured on Donny Deutsch's show. And that just came out of, you know, that type of work and what he was able to tap into. I mean, even people who are already experts like Marcy Shymoff went through the WOW and was potentially
really?
Not, yeah, she was not going to go on her Happy for No Reason book tour because it's just the old way of speaking and coming at it wasn't working for anymore. And she just felt incongruent. And then she went through WOW and she had a complete breakthrough. And then decided to still go ahead and do her whole book tour and media tour and made 200 TV appearances and had a number one best-selling book. Now, of course, you know, that the best-selling book had nothing to do with WOW. But that was the breakthrough to be able to still get out there. And
you know, we've interviewed Marcy Shymoff, and now I feel like we need to interview her again after being wowed by you. And, oh, no, does this mean we've lost you?
No, can you hear me okay?
Oh, okay, now we're back.
Okay, good.
Well, Lynn, we have just about a minute left here, and I have thoroughly enjoyed this, and I want to give your websites out again first off, and that's to say people can learn more about you at Lynn Rose, L-Y-N-N Rose, R-O-S-E.com, wowyouraudiences.com, everydaytweet.com or everybody tweet.
And it's even wowyourvideos.com too, because you know, videos a wonderful way to really get your.
Actually, you know what, in the last minute we have here, let's talk about that real quick, because I know you're doing something exciting with Bob Doyle.
Yes. Well, sure. I mean, taking the process of WOW, because I'm able now, like within minutes, be able to just know what to do to bring people just into their absolute best, performance or speaking. And certainly when you do your videos, it's going to represent what you do, what your message is to the world. You want to shine at your best. And so I'm able to bring those people in the coaching that I do. And I also have a studio, some of the top experts' videos here from Christopher Howard and Cynthia Kersey, the producer of MacGyver, shot their videos at my studio. And Bob is an award-winning copywriter. He was featured in the movie The Secret. And so he and I teamed up. We said, let's really give a service to people. And in one day, we'll work with them and get them prepared before that one day so their messaging is clear and they're ready to go. And in that one day, we'll give them some coaching and training. We'll do just 8 to 10 people at one time. And then we'll cycle them through makeup artists and then in the studio one by one, coach them, make them shine, then get their headshots and body shots done by a professional photographer in this other area of a studio, and then send it off and get it all prepared into a media kit for them. And now they've got the materials to represent them at their best. It's all done in one day, and it makes a huge difference in the business you can get, the exposure you can get, and how you're represented and getting your message out there. So we're really excited about that.
Lynn, I'm excited about that, too. I just saw a video that you did just recently, and I thought, again, there's no better person that I think can do this than you, and now teamed up with Bob Doyle. What a great combination. And we look forward to talking to Bob more about it in a subsequent interview. But in the meantime, this has been so much fun with you, and I promise you the next time you're in town and I'm in town, we'll get together and we'll talk about stuff that we don't know about each other, because I want to be that friend with you. And stay with us, because you'll get to hear in the producer's wrap, Mark and I, your other friend, talk about you right after we come back. This is Filippo with Woo! Life Changes with Filippo, having just spoken with Lynn Rose. We'll be right back.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio for the producer's wrap after this great interview with Lynn Rose and Mark Lejeune. What do you think?
Wow, that's a fun. This is a fun show. Lynn's, you know, Lynn's got so much energy and she's so brilliant and is doing so many things to affect so many people so positively. You know, we could have gone on for hours.
Yeah. And then we could have had her sing, and then we could have had her dance. I mean,
it goes on and on and on. But you know what's really cool? I think, you know, on the surface, people hear, you know, Wow and Without Walls, and you think, oh, that's cool, and it's memorable, and you know, it can affect you. But when you really get into the under the covers and into the essence of what that really means, and you start drawing comparisons, you understand how profound it is. Because anybody, whether you're a sports enthusiast or an artist, or you know, creative or creative in business, whatever it is you do, when you get into that zone. When you reach that space where you're no longer thinking, everybody knows it, right? The sports people call it the zone, but you know, the creative people go there, and it just starts flowing, and it's effortless, and you expand, and you go outside of you. Your sense of self leaves, in essence, or you lose your sense of self, and you gain this deeper connectivity without walls. And that's the profound nature of what she's doing, is guiding people to understand. You know, unfortunately, until recently, we weren't taught these kind of things. You know, the education system was all in the box, and you weren't really taught how to get out of your sense of self and connect to this larger, you know, source of creative inspiration and wisdom.
You know, talk about profound, great points that lead me to something that I just came up with just now that's so profound. I wish we had a drum roll. Does anybody have a drum roll? I'm used to having a band on stage. Drum roll, please. But, you know, talking to Lynn and now with what you just said, without walls, you know, a lot of people are saying that as we are shifting or the planet is shifting or there's a shift going on. Okay, so one of the things they say about that shift is, quote unquote, the veils are lifting or the veils are coming down. And of course, they're referring to the veils between our five senses and the sixth sense, or something like that, or the dimensions, or what have you. Lynn kind of brings that into a very personal veils coming down. So you substitute walls for veils, and you've got the veils coming down of who you are. And interestingly enough, I remember one of my vocal coaches saying so profoundly that he says, Filippo, you were perfect when you were born. And he says, and your voice was perfect. As a matter of fact, he said, when you cried, or any baby cries, you can hear them three blocks away. He says, but then we learn how to shut our voice down. And people say, shh, you know, you're too loud, or children should be heard and not, or seen and not heard, and that kind of thing. So he says what ends up happening is we layer on top of us, oh, I shouldn't, oh, I can't, or I don't know how, all these layers. And he said to me, what I'm doing, him as a voice coach, is his job is just to peel back the layers like an onion. Just keep peeling back the layers until we get to the real you. So whether we say peeling back layers or bringing down the walls or the veils are lifting, how profound is that?
Yeah, hugely profound. And there's a takeaway there for everybody. You know, we, like you said, we all come into this world, and there's a blank slate is a clean canvas. There's, you know, a vessel to be, you know, to learn and to experience. And unfortunately, a lot of that learning or some of that learning and experiencing is not necessarily the most positive. And people get off track. You know, there's a kid, I've mentioned this before, I like to sit back and watch people at times, whether I'm in a public place or in transit or things like that, and try to look at them beyond their years and see the child in them, see the youth in them.
I do that too.
Yeah, see them before, you know, their journey, you know, took over and gave them a new and different energy or a new and altered perspective of themselves. And not seeing themselves. And it's interesting, we talk about, you know, being authentic and standing in your own power in terms of what would you want to do. And I know you and I talk about kind of this what if, you know, everybody has that what if. What if you didn't have to survive? What if you didn't have to pay the bills? What would you do? How would you spend your time? What, you know, and there's a kid inside of every one of us and most are living some other life. You know, the most have gone off and decided I'm too short because society told me that or not pretty enough or this or that or not fast enough. And so they become, you know, something that isn't necessarily them. And you know, so to drop those walls and to be able to get back to that sense of self and sense of confidence and really, you know, stand in that power is a pretty cool thing and a pretty cool thing that Lynn's been doing.
Yeah. You know, I really resonate with that. You're saying, and it's interesting that I didn't know that about you, and that's kind of so important. It's something that I've done for years, and here yet again, it's like, you know, how being intimate with one another. It's like, wow, what kind of a friend have I been if I didn't know that about you? So I promise to be a better friend.
Well, you and I already share more in terms of friendship and communicate, you know, about how we live our lives and, you know, that's part and parcel of the show and the journey and exchanging information than most do. And unfortunately, you know, it kind of speaks to your friend at the beginning of the show, you know, writing the poem and sharing his heart and, you know, that experience, you know, we're kind of entrained not to do that. You know, mm-hmm. Don't say this. Don't speak now. It's like you were saying when you're a child, you know, the inside voice and quiet your, you know, because we've created this material world with all these other things that are so important that we've taken ourselves out of natural relations mm-hmm. and the ability to interact with each other and to share feelings and to express for fear that either you're now projecting something that somebody else is bringing to the table or you're projecting your own fear of what that may mean, and it starts to unravel. Rather than having just a beautiful exchange of acknowledging somebody else's life and their role in your existence and being able to, you know, learn from that, experience it, and move on. And you know, whether you're individuals or together, or all that is really not as relevant as the fact that we're here to relate.
Yeah, you know, and actually on a personal note, talk about the fact that we're here to relate. Lynn does this really cool thing. On occasion, she has a game night, and she invites so many of her cool friends, and we get together, and I've been happy to be invited. And the thing is that she picks a game that is interactive, like everybody has to be a part of it, and you use your creativity and imagination, and you laugh, and you play. And let me tell you, it's so funny because I've gone there and there are people that I don't know, but that I actually maybe haven't met before the game started. But all of a sudden you play this game and by the end of the game, it's like I know everybody and like we're friends now. And it happened through the game. And in a sense, Mark, that could be, or it is, I know we've talked about this, but something like we're doing here, it's like we're playing here. We're having fun. Let's interact. Let's enjoy each other.
Well, you know, that's back to that Bill guy that said all the world's a stage, right? All the world's a game. And that's one of the biggest challenges that I've had because I, you know, especially when I kind of got off track and which I thought was the right track, but got into the business world, I started exploring the serious side of life and forgot how to have fun and getting back to that and looking at everything as a game. And then the challenges as, you know, moves on the chessboard or whatever it starts to give it levity and starts to make life a little bit more fun to live again.
Yeah, that Bill guy is William Shakespeare that he's talking about. And that's Mark Legere talking, who I'm grateful we're playing here together. And I'm grateful for Dorothy Donahue for producing the show. And I'm grateful for all of you for being with us and playing with us. So remember, Facebook us, tweet us. Email us, just let's stay in touch. Let's talk about what we want to play with, how we want to enjoy each other in our lives and what you want to hear about. Thank you. And also a special shout out to our special engineer today, Doug Newson. Remember, as I am Filippo Voltaggio, this is Life Changes with Filippo. As life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.